Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures generally weak today, with the exception of corn futures, which were slightly higher here. We had March and May corn both up about 0.75 cents, working back toward that 50-day moving average at 4.37 1/4. So we're 3 cents off of that. Any close above that would deem to be positive for the long term, and then the market could possibly run on up to the top side if we get above that key resistance level. On soybeans, we are lower today, about 10 cents lower on the January and March. We're really trading the same range we've been trading for the most of December, and still about 20, 25, 30 cents above that 50-day moving average in the March soybeans. So the trend is considered to still be higher here, and weather in South America being a little warm and dry over the next few days has will keep that in a really positive posture unless that forecast begins to change. And then on the wheat futures, they continue to slide lower here, with the July 14 contracts making new lows again today. If you look at the chart, it looks like the entire month of December has just been one giant sell-off, but that market is still oversold, and we're about 50 cents below that moving average there, and the RSI is down at or below 20%.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
The only news this morning was the grain export sales report. Wheat was on the low end of the range and deemed bearish. It came in at 19.464 million bushels. The range of expectations was 20 to 25. Corn was released at 35.88 million bushels, above the range, which was 27 to 34. And then soybeans on the high end of the range released at 55.25 million bushels. And we're looking for 48 to 57. Now, if you look at where we are season to date, we're about twice as far along on the corn exports as where we were last year. Of course, the USDA goal is about twice as high. On the soybeans, we are at 821 million bushels for the year, and last year we were at 744, so ahead of pace there. And then for the wheat exports, we are season to date 716 million bushels. Last year we were at 508. All three are above the normal expectations. Part of that is because we have a little bit bigger crops, but part of that also is the weak dollars keeping our export market alive. Weather forecasts for South America look to remain hot and dry, so that will continue to stress crops and possibly favor the upside over the next few days.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon. December live cattle were up 17 cents at 132.70. January feeders were down 30 at 166.67. And February lean hogs were off a nickel at 86.20. In the grains, Kansas City March wheat was down 8¾ cents at 648½. Chicago March wheat was off 4 cents at 609½. In the row crops, Chicago March corn was up a penny at 434¼. And January soybeans were down 10½ cents on the day at 1328½. In the cotton markets, March cotton was down 91 points and closed at 82.24 cents per pound. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.